This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2019 Scorpio Full Moon. The Scorpio Full Moon takes place on May 18, 2019 at 2:11 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 5:11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 9:11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, and on May 19, 2019 at 7:11 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. At 27 degrees Taurus, 38 minutes, 27 degrees Scorpio, 38 minutes. Wouldn't an emotional purge feel great right now? One certainly overdue, what with the relentless reshaping lately of so many givens that have served as foundations for our existence. And one is certainly building, courtesy of May's full moon in the deep, dark waters of Scorpio. Emotions always hit a high point at a full moon. They're especially dramatic in the sign of Scorpio, which stirs primal impulses we generally prefer to keep under wraps. This one may also bring extremes and release fit for a lunar eclipse. The reason? This full moon is doing a tango with Scorpio's ruler, Pluto, cosmic agent of unavoidable change and guardian of the hidden, secrets, obsessions, phobias, terrors, crimes, treasures. His contact to the Taurus sun has put us through phoenix moments this week. If the evolutionary surge has gone under your radar, give a thought to your current sense of self and how that differs from last year and last month and as recently as last week. Now the figure with the scythe is touching the Scorpio moon and our emotions as well. He's stretching out a bony hand, inviting candid, profound, cathartic emotional expression and release. It doesn't have to be painful or trigger tears, though both are possible. It could bring focus on what matters most and, from that, candor and deepening intimacy. It has the potential to put our psyches through the same type of restructuring and clearing out that's been running rampant as Pluto and Saturn, Lord of Rules, Order and Consequences, and Planet of Adulting, retrograde at the doorway to the past, the South Node in Capricorn. What's moldering in your emotional basement? Cleanout could be more efficient and lasting than you think, or fear. The full moon's outreach to the Capricorn conjunction is a formula for letting go of intangibles we've been clutching tenaciously. Resentments, blame, hate, betrayals, perceived threats to survival. When they pour out of you, flush them down the drain or toilet. Do the same when you encounter reactions to current events that have been stirring in places your conscious mind doesn't normally access. Previous points of reference are gone. So much that defined our reality is gone. We're stumbling through rubble or a raised landscape that bears little resemblance to what we knew. Keeping on has been a challenge. Maybe we would benefit from a timeout, a moment of plopping on the bed or floor and indulging in personality disintegration like an infant who needs a nap, or crawling into the bath and crying until we fall asleep. Desires, relationships, money, and values are pivotal. That's not merely because they fall on the Taurus-Scorpio axis, the locale of this full moon. They're also pivotal because they're at ground zero for shakeups, breakthroughs, the unexpected, and adjustments. Their ruler, Venus, goddess of all we desire and value, is vibrating from the electrifying touch of Uranus, cosmic agent of unpredictable radical change, awakening, and liberation. The volatility is ricocheting directly into the moon, forcing adjustments in both directions. Changes in relationships and money are occasioning adjustments in emotional experience and expression, and in what we're holding on to, and vice versa. No point in fighting any of this. Hiding in bed won't stop the process, nor will barricading the closet or basement. Besides, what's coming up and out is ultimately cathartic and healing. This full moon promises to lighten your energetic load. Dispose of copious amounts of garbage, possibly more than you had any conscious idea existed. Update your sense of self, an increasingly short list of what you want and value. Enlighten you to treasures in your midst. and give you the bravery to claim them. Take a deep breath and do it. You can actively work with the energies of this full moon using several guided visualizations that are available in my shop, Working with Pluto, The Bonfire and the Gateway, which involves both Saturn and Pluto, and Meeting Uranus. You can also find bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I'm deeply grateful to my patrons who are keeping Astro Insight going. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group, the Astro Insight Lounge, on Instagram at K.A. Beal, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.